Money. Part 1. Money and Value. Money is not natural. It did not arise from a natural progression of human affairs wherein a medium of trade was required. Natural trading of materials of value already existed. Money does not represent value, material or spiritual. It didn't represent value from the beginning. The first money was pebbles carved with a scarab, a beetle that was considered sacred. Money never did represent real value, and it does not represent real value now. Its value is only in human imagination. Material goods, such as salt, grains, metals, and other items, have material value and have been used for millennia for trade in exchange for value. These natural materials require some human labor to acquire and refine, increasing their natural value. Money is not spiritual. It is material. Nowadays, money is not even physical, not even etheric, but imaginary. It appears and disappears due to computer keystrokes. Matter, material, does not appear and disappear due to computer keystrokes. Transporting physical items is cumbersome and risky. Transferring imaginary value can be fast as the speed of light, but is much more risky and more difficult to trace. It also makes an entire society vulnerable to massive fraud of unimaginable proportions. Massive fraud attracts people who are predatory, aggressive, and able to keep secret about it. A system of imaginary money fosters predation, aggression, and secrecy in society, and leaves good humane qualities to wither, and people who espouse them to flounder and suffer. With our paper money that is printed at negligible cost compared to its printed value, banks loan out a single asset 10 times simultaneously, or 30 times, or 30,000 times, plundering all people worldwide. This practice is deliberately predatory and parasitic. It could not occur if money had real intrinsic value. Statesman Daniel Webster wrote, quote, "A disordered currency is one of the greatest political evils. It undermines the virtues necessary for the support of the social system and encourages propensities destructive to its happiness. Of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effectual than that which deludes them with paper money." Unquote. Digital money is even more insidious. Use of money is not part of the natural order. It took several months for Yale researchers to train a community of monkeys to use money. When the monkeys finally caught on, they started stealing, and they also started using money to buy sex. Maybe human trafficking would disappear if we adopted a system of exchange based on value rather than on computer keystrokes by unknown agents. For secrecy is required for activities that are so abhorrent to the majority of humans. Money has no spiritual purpose. Its only purpose is material. Money does not exist in spiritual realms. There is no need for it. In fact, in spiritual realms, there is no need for trade or exchange. It would be preposterous to consider putting a number value on anything that is purely spiritual, that directs us toward goodness itself. Some things are unseen, but are still of a material nature and often require physical energy to make. Electrical energy, invisible gases, music and sound, electromagnetic fields. Strenuous mental labor uses as much cellular energy as physical labor. These can have material value and justifiably be exchanged for physical property. Some services are also unseen, but may be exchanged for material property if the customer is willing. Expert advice, research, marketing, psychic readings, and even directed thought and will. Human beings have been trained, indoctrinated, and forced to trade their work and property for money. Unfortunately, they have universally adopted the belief that money represents value. The claim that money represents value is the second greatest hoax perpetrated on the human race. People measure their own value in terms of money. People think their inherent worth is proportional to their wealth or salary, rather than their character, virtue, or qualities that serve to uphold and sustain life and society.